nature seems to have had in view what, in the language of the drama, is called a striking effect. As for a few years, she dowers them with a wealth of beauty and is lavish in her gift of charm at the expense of all the rest of their life. So that during those years, they may capture the fantasy of some man to such a degree that he is hurried away into undertaking the honorable care of them in some form or other, as long as they live. A step which would not seem sufficiently justified if he only considered the matter reasonably. Accordingly, nature has equipped woman, as all of its other creatures, with the weapons and implements requisite for the safeguarding of her existence, and for just as long as it is necessary for her to have them. Here, as elsewhere, nature proceeds with its usual economy. For just as the female ant, after fecundation, loses her wings, which are then superfluous, nay, actually a danger to the business of breeding, so, after giving birth to one or two children, a woman generally loses her beauty. Probably, indeed, for the same reasons. And so we find that young girls, in their hearts, look upon domestic or commercial matters as of secondary importance, if not actually as a mere jest. The only business that really claims their earnest attention is love, making conquests and everything connected with this, dressing.